There it is.
Here it is.
The last one on this deck.
Good morning, sir. But it should have been running already. All right. Okay, can you please state your full name and agency number for record, sir?
My name is Corey Hendricks, AOC 180836.
Okay, you're 24-year-old board of executive tenancy this morning, reference to your community supervision revocation. Let me introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing. To my left is the Honorable Rudy Canales. To my right is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chairman. To his right is the Honorable Bill Rittenhouse, and to her right is the Honorable Michael Johnson. Also in room today, we have Mr. Westby from the Department of Corrections, and he also represents the parole board for the parole office today. And sitting, Mr. Turner's not in here. We had another Department of Corrections employee in here this morning, and he's okay, so, and part of these are you keep a notification form advising you of this board hearing. Do you remember that, sir?
I did receive a statement.
Okay, I'm going to formally notify your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Have you taken or hired an attorney or will you represent yourself today, sir? Okay, I see that you have a supporter of the audience. Ma'am, you wish to speak to him?
Yeah.
No? Okay. Just going to observe.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Okay, so I'm going to swear in Mr. Hendricks and Mr. Westby, or Mr. Osborne. I'm sorry, I wouldn't do that one. Mr. Osborne used to be here on a regular basis, and now he has been promoted and going here off and on, and so we get names mixed up. So Mr. Osborne is from the Department of Corrections, and he will represent the parole office today also. So I swear to you, Mr. Osborne, at this time. You saw this story, tell the truth, told the truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you out and be yourself firm?
I do, sir.
Okay, so you're going to be divided in two phases today. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And in phase two, we will determine whether the community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So in phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the one allegation that's under the warrant. And after I read the allegation, I am going to ask you if it's true or false. If you say it's false, we'll get additional information from Mr. Osborne, and we'll discuss it. So, allegation number one is violation of the judicial supervision number three, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence and frequently located at 2501 West Elm Street, Phoenix, Arizona, on about February 5th, 2018, without prior approval of your assigned parole officer. You were whereabouts of the war. I know at that time, Russell, you were in scandal from supervision. That's true or false, sir?
That is correct. The issue I have with the staff at the placement.
Okay. In phase two, you'll have an opportunity to explain to them about that, you know, what happened in line. Okay, so at this time, based on the admission of Mr. Hendricks, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have lapsed or about to lapse in the term of your company.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, motion by myself, second by Mr. Canales, agreed by Mr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Ms. Rittenhouse. All right, so as we're ready to move into phase two, Mr. Osborne's going to give us some background information, and then we will continue. So, cell phone, and I'll be back with you in a couple minutes, okay? Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Mr. Hendricks was released from DOC custody on August 31st of 2017. He was arrested on March 17th of 2018 by the Phoenix Police Department under absconding warrant status. I was returned back to our custody that same day with 40 absconded days with a projected community supervision end date of July 10th of 2019. Current conviction, 2009, manslaughter, 10 years, 6 months. Prior conviction, 2006, theft, 1 year. He's had 2 terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 3.3, a mental health score of 3, and a substance abuse score of 3. There is no SUG or gang information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2006, CIS release, arrested in California on new charges, returned to ADC custody, reached CSED prior to seeing the BOEC. He has a moderate disciplinary history with threatening and threats and promoting prison contraband noted. Other arrests, 2003, theft of means of transportation, AZ juvenile probation. 2005, aggravated assault, AZ juvenile detention. And March 19th of 2018, dangerous drug violation, California pending charges. And he has a community risk score of G3, B4.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Minister Hendricks, I'm going to go over the summary of the case supervision. So, seeing that August 31st, 2017, you were approved to reside at 3920 North 86th Street in Scottsdale. But on September 21st, 2018, you were approved to reside, I believe, for a 90-day RCDM program, which was located at 2501 West Elm Street in Phoenix. And due to a continued drug use on February 5th, 2018, you left the VRA facility and failed to return. And you were subsequently discharged from the VRA program on February 7th, 2018. And apparently you were living somewhere else. Where did you go, sir?
I went to the house that I had available to me, which was my daughter's house, and I didn't leave the halfway house due to drug use. I left the halfway house due to the fact that an issue I got into it with the staff at the DA office.
Okay. Did you have any employment while you were out?
I did have 3 jobs, but I was unable to hold those down. 2 were the nature of my conviction, when the background check came back, they let me go. And the other one, they ended up laying everybody off.
Can you say due to your condition?
My conviction from the manslaughter.
Oh, okay. Alrighty. So then it says that you were referred to task for your analysis testing, and your car was torn. And then, so you provided the following samples. It looks like you had there were actually 8 samples dropped, 1 you failed to provide. So out of the 9 times you had 2 negatives, 3 marijuanas, and 1 of them was a diluted sample, and then you had, looks like you had some repetitive drops and the THC level were decreasing from the last sample, and then you went to one where it was increasing from the last sample. And the last one that you had was also increasing from last sample, so in another one you were using hadn't quite quit. The last one wasn't dressed until you scanned it. Yeah, and on this part of this, you left VRA and didn't return.
That is good because I had an issue with the staff and I had my fiance go ahead and attempt to contact the director, the manager, and the owner of VRA, as well as my PO, and I failed to receive a response back pertaining to this issue that I had, so I felt that wasn't nothing going to be done about the issue, and I was trying to avoid another charge as far as the issue being with this staff.
Well, it seemed there was some lack of communication on that part when he didn't return to me, right? And, there were quite a few. I assume my urban would come across and do this kind.
Thank you, Mr. Neal. So, Mr. Hendricks, what was the problem at Beaver? What was the issue?
It was a graveyard staff, and they take graves there, and he told me that my year was dirty, and I explained to him that was the reason behind me being sent to Beaver, and then he continued on with threatening me and was threatening to call the police on me and kick me off the property. So I contacted my fiance because once I didn't have attitude, basically, I'm unable to speak for myself, so I felt my fiance could further address the issue on a more calm basis. And she attempted to contact the director, the manager, my PO and everything. They didn't answer, and then they had no response. I let them know that this was the issue. And I felt like with no response and to any of it, it was just going to be a continued issue at the Safeway House.
So where did you go then when you left?
I went to my daughter's house.
To your, I'm sorry, to your daughter's?
My daughter's house.
And where's that?
93rd Avenue Camelback.
Okay, 93rd Camelback. Have you ever... since you seem to know and understand about yourself that when you get angry, you don't, you're not able to communicate. Have you tried taking any classes about that? Any treatment for it?
I actually have. I'm actually forced to take medication for a few issues I have.
Okay. Have you taken anger management classes?
I have.
And when was that?
Throughout my time in DOC.
Okay, all right, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Neal.
Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. I'd just like to note that on February 6th of 2018, per our corner notes entered by Officer Thomas Crean, it contacted the emergency contact Ebony Harmon by telephone on February 7th of 2018, and they stated they had not seen the offender for over 2 weeks. And also, absconder reduction program letters were mailed out on February 21st to three different addresses. One is 7711 West Devonshire. Second is 3920 North 86th Street in Scottsdale. And the third is the 3210 East Garfield Street, number 22 in Phoenix. And to have him come in, and they would work with him, and he never responded to those letters.
Thank you, sir.
I never received any of those letters. I don't even know what that 3210 address is.
Okay, hang on a minute, sir. Are there any other questions? Okay, sir, I'll ask you about those addresses. Are those addresses all familiar to you?
7711 is my sister's old address, which is Ebony Hoffman, and she no longer lives there, hasn't lived there since prior to me getting out of prison.
Okay, well, but you recognize the addresses that they sent everything to, okay? The addresses came out of your file that when you got emergency contact and stuff like that. Those should be updated. If she wasn't an emergency contact, if she just arrived, you wouldn't have understood. But were the other two addresses not occupied by people you are related to, or no?
That 3320 address, I don't even know where that is.
Okay, well, it came out of your file.
3920, I didn't. Last time I was there was when I was at the house.
Okay. All right, well, sir, we're nearing the end of your hearing. The board will go into discussion to make a determination in a couple of minutes, but we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement, give us any other information that you think might be pertinent to our decision. We just ask that you don't repeat yourself, and that's a time management issue. Okay?
Okay.
So is there anything else you'd like to tell us?
Yes. Come for the other day, actually, I know you haven't given me an opportunity much, but I was unable to have the support system that I have now, and I was fortunate enough to receive it at the end, I really am watchful for what I did, and I'm asking for the opportunity to get back out and show y'all that I can't compete this without any further issues, and be able to take care of my fiancee and my children, which is one of the ways as well.
Okay, thank you, sir. We're going to be doing a discussion. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. We asked you to stay on the phone, but we need five of you. You're welcome to hear the entire discussion. But we won't be addressing you, so we do ask you to remain silent. And so we're going to go into, when we're done with the discussion, I'll get back with you, okay?
Understood.
All right, well, what was my discussion? Well, I, as per normal, it is an unfortunate situation. Mr. Hendricks spent quite a bit of time incarcerated without on TIS release, and apparently had problems with the following rules, and then was having, you know, maybe personality problems or what kind of issues at V-Ray with not getting along with the staff. But it doesn't appear that he made a huge attempt to resolve that with his PO. And when he failed to return to V-Ray, PO sent out a standard reduction letter and made attempts to locate him so that they could work with him some more. It's obvious that they have been working with him, trying to get things settled down before he absconded. But based on everything I have here and the information that we have given, I'm not in favor of returning Mr. Hendricks to community supervision at this time. I think that he needs to concentrate more on some anger management issues and possibly do some AA and NA programming so that he can avoid the drugs when he is released, and eventually be able to take care of his family like he desires. But I'm willing to listen to any discussion from any of our board members at this time. Mr. Knopf?
Just very quick, I agree with you. I'm not finding him suitable for community supervision based on everything you've got. Thank you.
Thank you.
Agree.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, so based on all the information in warrant number 2018W0407, the information given to us by the Department of Corrections, and Mr. Hendricks' testimony and our discussion, I move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Hendricks as he was delinquent, violated terms and conditions of supervision, and had a lapse or without a lapse in criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree?
Agree.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Kinnunis, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Ms. Rittenhouse. Sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. We would hope that between now and the time of your release that you would try to get some anger management programming, and most of the yards have the availability of AA and NA session, so we would suggest that you partake in that, try to get your drug situation under control before you're released, and then when you are released, you'll be able to take care of your family. Okay, do you understand, sir?
So will not release AB?
Pardon me?
Will not release AB?
The information we have is July 10th, 2019.
Okay, can I ask why the date is so far out when my sentencing date is March 23rd, 2019? And on
behalf of the county. Okay, all I know is that we voted to revoke your county supervision at this time. Issues as far as any parole eligibility or anything like that, you'd have to take up with your CO3 and time comp. If you're not sure of that date, if you think that's too far out, then you'll have to get a hold of time comp. They're the ones that do all those calculations and we just have to take it on board with the paperwork we get. All right? All right, this will end your hearing, sir. Thank you for appearing today, and we put the CO3 back on the phone.